I'm Barbara Bogave.
And I'm Bill Radke. If you are a parent, you have worried about your children. Well, at least you are not Jeb Corliss's mom. Corliss jumps off stuff, bridges, buildings. It's called base jumping. In fact, base is an acronym for buildings, antennas, spans, and earth. It's more dangerous than traditional parachuting because, for one thing, there's very little time to pull your chute. And for another, there's always the risk of slamming into whatever you're jumping off. There is video of Jeb Corliss jumping on our website, weekendamerica.org. And we are going to meet the son in a moment. But first, our correspondent, Susie Jessup, sat down with Corliss's family. Here's his mom remembering one of the first times she saw her son leap.
And then I heard this whoosh. And right in front of my window, the whole window went and he opened.
That's Jeb's mom, Gigi, explaining what it's like to watch your son fly out the hotel window and pull his parachute.
And I was holding on to the side of the window and watching him, and it was beyond beautiful. It was beyond anything I had ever seen in my life. And he was flying down one of the streets, and then he disappeared. And I was just, wow.
You know, even as a baby, Jeb had a fascination with heights. Gigi was telling me this story about when she took Jeb and his sister to swim class.
Jeb was still in diapers and sucking his thumb. And he finished his course and stood sucking his thumb, looking at the high dive and pointing at it. And I was, no, Jebby, I'm sorry, we can't do that. And the lifeguard came over and he said, let me take him up. He'll chicken out. He'll never do it. And they went up. Jeb wiggled out of his arms and screamed, wee, all the way down. Doggy paddled over to the side of the pool and said, again.
When he was, I can't remember how old he was, but I remember this time he tied a sheet around his neck and jumped off the roof of the house because, you know, he thought he was like Superman or whatever. But the sheet didn't work, and so he gave that up and decided to wait a while.
That was Jeb's older sister, Sonia. She has been enduring his base jumping for 7 years now. He trained with the USC dive team, and what he does is that he's one of a handful of jumpers who incorporates Olympic-style diving techniques into his jumps. Base jumpers are kind of like our modern-day gladiators. The consequences? Life or death. Now, Gigi believes what Jeb does is a beautiful art form, but it did take a little bit of getting used to.
In the very beginning, I was sketched because he was jumping from antennas, cliffs, and dams, and I was concerned. When he jumped an antenna, I was horrified because of the electricity, the radiation. I just said, no, you're not going to do it. And he said, yes, I am. And I said, then if you do it, don't come back. Don't come home. But he knew I didn't mean it. And he did it. But he doesn't like doing antennas. Those are the least of his jumps. So I'm happy for that.
His sister Sonia didn't really mind the parachuting at first, but it was jumping off the buildings in a single bound that really got to her.
And everybody around him said, you can't do that. That's crazy, including me. What do you want to do? Just kill yourself? You know, that's so selfish because we'll all be sad when you're gone. And I wouldn't want to be there in person just because I think I'd be more nervous. If he's away and he goes on his trip, I can put it out of my mind and I don't have to think about it. But it is terrifying.
I can't say I don't worry. I'm always with Jeb. Jeb is always with me. If ever something happened to me, I wouldn't feel like, you know, I wasn't with him enough and we didn't get to know each other and we didn't have the gift of each other's lives.
Jeb Corliss's mom and sister there talking about his base jumping.